Hey guys, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable, Mike Tyson. Like we interview famous people all the time, and I rarely get. I'm freaking nervous right now because you are such an iconic dude. This is so cool to talk to.
Don't be nervous, dude.
I'll tell you why you should be nervous. You went to high school with my first wife. You ever sleep with a girl by the name of Liz Daly?
I don't remember the name. She went to high school. She went to Catskill High School.
Yeah, she grew up in Catskill, Greene County.
I know that very well.
Yeah, well, I'll send you a picture and see if you remember.
You're bad, man. You're trouble.
Mike Tyson on with us. This is super cool. Hey, Mike, before we get to Kickboxer 2 Retaliation, which is out, any Buffalo, you been through town at all? And any great memories, or do you know anybody from Buffalo at all?
Yeah, I know a couple of them. The baby Joe Macy lives out there.
Yeah.
I seen him not too long ago in Vegas, him and his wife.
Cool. Very cool. So let's talk about your flick. It's Kickboxer 2 Retaliation. Mike Tyson's joining us now. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Christopher Lambert, you're in it. Filmed in Bangkok?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Like you should wear a cup during that fight.
No, I'm thinking when you did the Hangover movie, did that make you want to go back where the fictional place was in Bangkok?
No, it's just where the location is.
Okay.
So you play a guy by the name of Briggs. So tell us, first of all, about what your character does and what he's all about.
Now, listen, I'm like one of those guys that's been in prison for a long time, and I'm like one of those prison gurus that knows it all and seen it all. And so I'm going to teach this young kid the ropes and how to watch this guy in prison and be careful of this guy, and you're going to have to fight these guys and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like the fighting guru.
So you're like sort of like a really badass Mr. Miyagi.
Exactly.
Now, this is going to sound really stupid, but you being Mike Tyson, in fact, actually, you were here not too long ago doing your one-man show up in Canada at the casino.
Yeah.
But did you have to audition for this, or do you just say, I want to be in it, and they're like, okay.
No, people just call you and say, hey, Mike, we need you in our movie, or we want you in the movie.
And then do you have to look at the script?
Yeah, I have to look at the script and see if I want to do it or not.
So how bad did you want to do the Hangover movie? Because that was so funny.
Oh, great.
And you
I didn't want to do that. I didn't know much about that movie. That movie was a sneaker. So I saw the guys the day before, like a week before the movies in a club. And they were when they informed me that I was going to be in a movie with them. I had no idea it was going to be the Hangover.
Oh, my God. You had a week for preparing. You crushed it.
Thank God.
So, does your character stick to boxing, or did you have to learn some of the martial arts for this film?
Well, it stuck with boxing.
Okay.
And, Mike, because a lot of this movie is martial arts based, 20 years ago, if MMA was what it was now, 20 years ago, do you think you ever would have tried to get in the octagon?
I don't know. They don't get paid that much money.
That's true.
That's why, even though boxing is so down now, but even though the top boxer gets the most money in the world.
Oh, my God, yeah. Money Mayweather makes crazy bank.
Well, isn't boxing really one of the oldest sports? I mean, it goes back how far?
The 1800s.
Well, it goes all the way back to Roman Greece, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well, thank God you weren't fighting then, because I got a statue of two naked guys, one upside down grabbing the other guy's junk, so I'm glad you didn't wrestle.
Oh, man, yeah. I didn't know you were allowed to grab people's junk in a fight.
Speaking of grabbing people's junk, you really don't remember my first wife from high school.
No, I don't, man. Come on, stop. Be nice.
Mike Tyson's in Kickboxer 2 Retaliation, Van Damme, Christopher Lambert. Obviously, he's got his one-man show, Rob alluded to, and you're still doing that, and you got your iTunes podcast, Bite the Mic, right?
Yes.
Dude, do you regret the facial tattoo? And the reason I say this is you cannot go anywhere now without being recognized. You can't even go incognito. A hat can't do it. Nothing can do it.
You know something that's weird about that? Like, I thought I would be special, like, with a guy with a tattoo on his face. there's so many, there's such an abundance of people with tattoos on their face now, so it's not even special anymore.
Mike Tyson out with us here on Morning Bull. So, Mike, how does Mike Tyson watch the Super Bowl, and who do you like?
The Patriots.
Oh, we're sorry. This conversation has to end. I am so
I know
sorry.
You're going to say that. I go with Tom Brady.
We're in Bill's country, man. We're in this. We get our asses kicked by the Patriots every year. We're just.
Oh man.
Yeah, whatever. We were rooting for Holyfield.
Woo! I love this guy.